Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me right now from Soberfest is Deb Barna. Deb, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
It's the second year that you've done this event, and so it's a good opportunity for us to learn a lot about it. And it's being held at Kessler Waterfront Park on Saturday, September 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. So, Deb, first tell us, what was behind the idea of having a Soberfest?
Several of us last year were talking about what we could do to get together. And I guess it started really with kids, like having kids meet other kids without having to go to a bar. And then someone said, well, what about a picnic down on the waterfront? Then it went from there to thinking about the many people in the area that are in recovery and thinking to honor them, as well as a place where families can come that just would rather not have alcohol being served because it is a family event.
Now, when you said the group of people that we're talking, who are you referring to? Was it residents or representatives of organizations? Was it really just kind of a grassroots thing?
Grassroots, exactly. Yeah, just a bunch of people sitting around one time and talking.
You know, there's a lot of organizations that would love to be able to talk to somebody who's interested in starting something or running something like this because they become big efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're starting something from basically nothing, and then you decide to have this down at the waterfront. Well, tell me about the first one. But we're going to go through the whole lineup that you'll have for this year. But tell me about that first experience.
Okay. Again, it started as a potluck idea on the water at the beach. And we went from there to finding out how to rent the Kessler Waterfront Pavilion. And we just started putting out the word. The print shop was very valuable in giving us ideas and giving us some options for advertising. And we just kind of went from there. It was word of mouth. It was signage last year. And a lot of people, we ended up with over 100 people that showed up on a very busy Saturday, because that was the same day as Parade of Nations, which this year I made sure it wasn't.
Yeah, it's hard to find a weekend when there's not something going on or a lot going on, really. Partner organizations, you mentioned that this was just basically as a group of residents that just wanted to do something like this. Have you gotten any interest from some of the organizations that might be interested in promoting an event like this?
We have talked to quite a few different places. There's a couple different things that are happening this year that didn't happen before because of that, because of interest that we did get. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's called Soberfest. So what separates Soberfest from the many other fests that we have?
Well, there's no alcohol allowed. And it's a celebration of sobriety. It's a celebration of people who would love to just get together and socialize and have fun and be able to do it in a safe place.
Well, why is it important to have an event that is going to be centered on other things besides alcohol? And not that all of our fests are want to characterize them as that, but it's always available or usually available at many different events. And so you have one event here where you're specifically saying this is an event that will not have alcohol. Why is that important to do that?
I think it's important to do that just to let people know that you don't have to have fun. You don't have to drink to have fun, I guess. I think that's kind of how it started last year, too. I was raised in the UP, and I was raised in Iron Mountain Kingsford area. And in high school, fun was equal to drinking, basically. I never learned that I could have fun without alcohol. And so I guess when we were talking last year, we were sharing those ideas, and we were saying, wouldn't it be nice for kids to know that there are other options, other ways to have fun without drinking? And I think in the UP, we're such a small, there isn't a whole lot to do up here. And I think a lot of kids do find that to be their route. And we would like to stress that that doesn't have to be. And I think because there are so many activities in the summer that do promote alcohol, we wanted to not do that.
Now, to be fair to our listening audience, I do drinks, but you're not saying that this isn't an anti-alcohol event. It's not a something that's religiously driven or anything like that. It's just to have an event where that's just not part of the equation.
Right, exactly. It's just I saw an event in Minnesota where it was huge. I mean, I wasn't there personally, but I heard about it. And it was, and Minnesota's really into sobriety and things like that and helping people in recovery. And they had this, they had bands and they had food and they had people, and it just, it looked like so much fun. And it wasn't, nobody was there downplaying, you know, saying you're bad if you drink. They were just offering up an alternative. And I think that's what we want to do too. It's just an alternative.
All right. Well, let's talk about your event. Again, it's being held at Kestner Waterfront Park on Saturday, September 8th from 2 to 6 p.m. What can people expect from the second annual Soberfest?
Okay. It will be a potluck again, but this year we would like to really encourage students, high school students, college students to come. Don't feel like you have to bring something. We will have more food than we did last year. But if you can bring something to pass, we would love that too. We have donations coming in of pop and water. And this year, one of the new things we're having is a coffee tasting. Somebody dubbed it a brew tasting. So it's, but it's coffee brew. And the local, there's four local coffee shops that will be participating: Siberia, Fifth and Elm, Casey Bonkers, and Java by the Bay from Lawrence will all be featured in a tent with two of their favorite, at least two of their favorite coffees. That's a new thing this year. And that's free. Everything is free. We will be taking donations, but we're not charging for anything. There's games. Last year we had three different games for the kids and adults to participate in, and we'll do it again this year. There's a basketball game like we had last year. These are donated from Superior Equipment and Events. There's an obstacle course this year, so that's new, and a game called Knock It Off, which I had to find out about this morning because I wasn't sure what it is, but I guess it has these levitating balls, levitating on air, and then you take a ball and you try and knock it off for points, and so that looks like fun. So those games, a couple of those games are new. The coffee tent is new, and the big thing that's new this year that I'm pretty excited about is an activity tent, a bigger tent. And in that tent, we have scheduled four different events. One will be on essential oils. Emily Betterly will be giving a talk on her Superior Essentials. There will be a lesson on Tai Chi. There will be meditation and line dance. And again, all those events will be free. They'll be separated in a bigger tent so that we'll have privacy off to the side for those events. And those will be going probably from about 3 o'clock, I think we decided, till about 5. So then at the end, when you learn, the last event will be a dance. You'll learn a dance, and then we have a DJ who will be queued up to play the music for the dance that you can practice after you learn it.
All right. Well, it does sound like you've got a nice afternoon set up. I want to kind of touch base on a few of those things. So let's start going back to the food. So you're talking about you had food donated. Where did that food come from?
Well, the food that is being donated is, we have hot dogs coming from Econo Foods. We have buns coming from Festival. We have Pat's Foods donating some trays of food, and Walmart donated a gift card that we'll be using for trays of food and desserts, maybe, just depending on what we need. And then we'll see what we need as far as what shows up, because you never know at a potluck what will show up. But last year, you know, it just worked out so well because we had so much. We had a lot of food when it came, and by the end there was nothing. I mean, it was perfect. It just turned out perfectly. So I think it'll be good this year too.
Yeah. Well, 100 hungry people can eat a lot of food.
Yes.
What about the pop? Is it the same donation?
Houghton, Coke of Houghton. Coca Cola of Houghton is donating pop and water, and so is Pepsi Cola of Hancock.
Okay, so we want to make sure that we mention those, since you know they're making this possible for you to be able to do these events, because otherwise that'd be a huge expense if you were trying to buy all this stuff.
It certainly would be. So we are so appreciative of them very much.
Yeah. And as you said, you're downplaying the potluck. Of course, if you want to bring something, absolutely bring something, but don't think that it's a price of admission, because you want to encourage people, and you had mentioned, you know, the number of tech students and Finlandia students. You want them to, you know, come on over and enjoy it too and celebrate sobriety.
Yes.
And even if they could cook something up in their dorm, I have a kid that's at Michigan Tech. I'm not sure I would want to eat it. So, you know, unless you're really good, we don't want to discourage it, but yeah, don't feel like you have to bring something in order to come. Just come in and have a good time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you were talking about the coffee tasting, the brew tasting. I'm a coffee connoisseur. So I'm pretty sure I drink more coffee than anybody here in this building. In fact, I drink it so much, and I have to have it so particular that, of course, behind me, I had to buy one of those Keurigs so that I can make my own coffee whenever I want, because it takes too long to wait for a pot of coffee. And again, like I said, I like my coffee the way I like it. And you mentioned, you know, all of those coffee places that you mentioned all do a great job.
Yes.
So I was trying to write down all of the ones that you were saying, but you said Fifth and Elm. Keweenaw Coffee Works.
Well, Keweenaw Coffee Works did not participate this year. They said probably next year.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, you know, they have a lot going on. So
right, that's what they
there.
Said. They had a lot going on, but next year they might participate.
Okay.
So yeah, it was Fifth and Elm. It was Siberia. Casey Bonkers and Java by the Bay.
Java. Okay, that was the one. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, make sure I write those down so I know who I can sample. And the activity tent was pretty cool too. And you were talking about different activities that the entire family can come in and enjoy. You know, and that's always I think it's important too, because with the number of events that we have, they don't all offer things for kids to do.
No.
The live music, the food, the beverages, adult and non-adult beverages, but, you know, not a lot of activities that, you know, the kids, so you bring, you know, you bring the kids along. It's like, okay, now you sit there while, you know, we enjoy the music. And so that's pretty neat that you're, you know, including everybody.
Yeah, and Donna Berryman at Superior Events, she came on last year just like full throttle and said, we're going to do this and this for you. And she's also been part of the planning this year, but as you probably know, they were affected quite badly by the flood, and they're kind of in a whole nother location right now, so she's helping out as much as she can, but they are still donating the games, and they are helping us with the tent, the big tent this year. And she was also the one that came up with some of the other ideas. Oh, another thing that we're having, too, is Keweenaw Brew Company. Did I say that right? Keweenaw Brewing Company?
Okay.
Yep. Is donating their homemade root beer. So that was Donna's idea, too, was to get them on board. So they also are one of our sponsors this year, which is kind of neat. As far as activities for the kids with the games, the things that connected with us when we were thinking about activities for the tent were things that help you naturally, that don't cost a lot of money, that can help people with their relaxation. And the activities we chose, even before I saw this list, were in the top 10. The top 48 natural fixes I found online, meditation was on there, music was on there, dance was on there, essential oils was on there. And we already had these things. So I was so excited to see that we had chosen these activities that were so healthy. And that was the other thing that we were excited about.
Yeah, you described a very holistic approach to health, and you're offering a number of ways to achieve that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the dancing. Oh, you said line dancing, so is that what you're going to be taught?
I think so, because there's a group from Michigan Tech. Hannah, a friend of mine, is part of this group, and I said, what can you teach in a half an hour? And she said, we could probably do line dance. So I'm guessing that's what she's still planning on doing. So it's the kids from Tech, the group, the dance. I don't know if they have a title, but they're a group that she's involved in everything. She's involved in playing music. She's involved in the pep band. She's involved in a lot of different kinds of dance. So this is their thing at the end. So
your music for the event, is it a DJ throughout?
It's a DJ. And then we also have some live music in between. Rob Fritz is one that's on board this year. He was supposed to be there last year, and he ended up at the island with a bunch of students, so he had to cancel on me. But we ended up with Bob Hiltonen,
yes, okay, yep,
last year. And her name was Kristen Nielsen, and she and oh, they did a marvelous job. So I think, I don't know if Bob's going to be on board this year. I checked this morning to see, and I'm hoping he will be. But for sure, Rob will be there. And then there's a couple other people that, that play in the area that we haven't quite confirmed yet, so I can't say for sure. But we will have live music as well.
And I think you plan on continuing this year after year, assuming it continues to be a success, right?
I hope so.
Okay, because, you know, for we have a lot of very talented musicians and bands in this area. We're always looking for an opportunity to perform, and here's another shot to be able to play live music. And so I think that in the years to come, you will find it relatively easy getting, you know, live music throughout the event.
Well, good. I mean, and if anybody's hearing this, and I mean, we had some slots last year that we could fill, and you know, if you're interested, come on down and we'll put you to work.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a look at a couple of other things you've got going here. I've got a question. You were talking about celebrating sobriety, and why, I guess, for those that will be coming that are looking for an event that has no alcohol, I mean, and that's a plus. They're looking for a place that they can come in just and have fun. Those people that are maybe recovering from addiction from alcohol, mm-hmm. or just really just don't feel it should belongs in their life.
Right.
You know, you've opened a door to where they can come in and feel comfortable without any at all pressure. And pressure can come in many different forms. It doesn't have to be simply somebody trying to offer you something to drink. It's just having its presence and the temptation there, or, you know, that if you've ever been the sober person around other people who have been drinking, it's very tough. I would never be able to be that the designated driver type person, because when people are drinking, they annoy me.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
You know, it's fine if I'm enjoying it with them, but it's a lot more difficult if I'm the one. I used to actually manage a bar and grill.
Oh.
And one of the reasons I got out of it, because I didn't like the fact that all my clientele who I was trying to make happy were in the process of drinking alcohol, which makes it very difficult to make certain people happy.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually got into restaurants where it was a lot easier.
Okay.
So, you know, it provides that atmosphere where if you are somebody that are looking for that type of alcohol-free atmosphere, and that's important to you, then you're really doing something to meet that need.
Right, right. And that's, you know, there's a lot of people in the area that we know that are in recovery. And it's just, years ago, okay, I'm going to back up a little bit. I used to be a big part of Relay for Life. I was in the planning stages for 12 years, and I worked with the Survivor Tent. We honored the survivors. In my mind, when I saw Soberfest, I thought, wouldn't it be neat if we could honor people that are in recovery? And I know that a lot of it is anonymous, and a lot of people don't want to be known, and that's okay too. But at the same time, I guess in my mind, by having this, I'm honoring them and honoring their recovery, because it's very difficult to be in a place where everybody is partaking and you're not. Just like you said, it's hard to be around people if you're not imbibing. And so it's just nice to have an alternative.
Well, I like the way that you stated that, especially in reference to Relay for Life, because you don't have to be a cancer survivor to enjoy and participate and support, you know, an organization like that. If you are a person who, you know, even if you drink alcohol in your personal life, but you know what, for this one day, you're going to put it aside.
Right.
You're going to come out and you're going to be supportive of all those, you know, people who are looking for, you know, this type of venue, who may be either through personal choice or through the disease of alcohol addiction, need this outlet. Well, don't say, well, I drink alcohol, so I'm not going to that thing. Well, for that day, don't. That day, you know, you come and be supportive. You know, that's the way we do things here in the Copper Country.
Right. I love that. I love how you said that, because that's exactly how we picture it too. That's exactly how we feel. There are people. I mean, I have friends that still imbibe, but you know, at the same time, they will come. They will be there. I mean, it's from 2 to 6. It's 4 hours. You know, they can come there for 4 hours and then go to the bar that night. But you know, we're not encouraging that. We're just saying that it's okay to have fun without alcohol, just for a short time.
All right. And I'll point out to all my listeners out there, I don't think we've spent any time talking about, you know, why you shouldn't drink or dangers of alcohol or anything like that. Because as we said, this wasn't an anti-alcohol thing. You know, though, you know, some of those things are real. We just had something on the news earlier today that talked about how, you know, they're they're finding they're discovering that alcohol has zero health benefits at all. You know, that, you know, mm-hmm. even with previous studies saying that a little bit could be helpful, they're saying, no, actually, that's, you know, your body's much happier if you have no alcohol at all and help much healthier. Hey, so if that's your motivation, well, then absolutely, let, right. you know, be that, you know, let that be the reasons why you make your decision. But right. it's not our, it's not, this isn't the arena that we're using to,
no,
to,
no,
you know, say, don't. No, there are.
No, and there aren't, you know, there are people, obviously, I think probably everybody knows someone who can have a couple beers and they're fine. And then there are people who have a couple beers and can't stop. And so there is that danger out there of people that do have the disease, and some people are recognizing it and some people are starting to recognize it. So this might be a beginning for some people, or it might not be. It might just be just a celebration for an afternoon. Hmm.
All right. If people want to be able to find out more, I want to give a chance for you to let people know where to go to get information about Soberfest. Where can they go?
Well, we had a Facebook page last year, but I gave up Facebook for Lent this year, and I haven't gone back.
That's not a bad choice.
No, I found it. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not on there anymore. I guess I would. I'm not sure how to find.
Well, you do have some promotional materials, correct?
I have signage out. Okay. Yeah, I've been putting signs out. And I really do need. We could get that Facebook page up. That Facebook page is probably still there. It just hasn't been updated.
Well, out there right now listening is somebody who's got a wad of cash and they want to donate. And they're going to say, "Well, how am I supposed to donate this?" So, you know, if somebody wants to be able to help out, whether it's through in-kind donation or food, beverage, or anything that like that, or they just want to say, "You know, this is something I want to, you know, help out." You said you were accepting donations. They want to give you money.
Yes.
You want to have some contact information, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they can contact me.
How?
I can give my phone number, but.
Well, either that or they'll have to shout for you. How would you like them to contact you? Tell you what, if anybody's out there and they want to get a hold of Deb Barna, contact us at the radio station at 42-7700. We'll make sure they get that information over to her. And, you know, it's an event we want to support. We have a lot of these great summer and fall events here in the Copper Country, and I think there's a place for this one.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay, and we got a couple of minutes left here. I just want to say, so you had the one last year. What was the response? What did you hear back, the feedback of that event?
Oh, I don't even know if I can talk about it without getting teary-eyed, because we had some amazing responses with people writing to us. I mean, leaving us messages through other people that they knew would get back to us about how that day made them feel like they were cared about, that it uplifted them. Some people went into recovery as a result of that. Some people just found out that they could actually... It was like the first time someone gave them permission to have fun without drinking. And they weren't even addicted or an alcoholic. They just said that it was so nice to know that there were activities that didn't involve alcohol.
You said some people chose to go into recovery, you know, inspired by that event.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't want to jerk those tears out, but then, you know, it's you're saving lives by doing an event like this. And saving families, because of, we know what a destructive force alcohol can be to a family. And you're providing an event where you can come with your kids and everybody hold it together. And I don't want to be, I'm not trying to elicit an emotional response, but, you know, it is worthy. And I bring this up because you talked about how this was started just with a few people with good intentions.
Exactly.
It doesn't sound like, you know, any of you know. You might have various different skill levels, but none of you are professionals who have set out to do, you know, something. This isn't a state-backed organization that is trying to promote sobriety. You know, it's just a group of people with a great idea. And you will probably need somebody who's good at things like Facebook and stuff to help you out, who can handle that so that you don't have to and do your marketing and your promotions. Get some t-shirts made up so that, you know, you get your, you know, you can thank the sponsors through something like that and fundraisers. So there's a lot of opportunity with something like this. You're only going into the second year that this has happened. And everything started somewhere, whether it was Copper Dog, Pasty Fest, even Bridge Fest 30 some years ago started, you know, as, you know, a few people getting together and saying, let's put something like this together. And now look at it.
Right.
You know, they're huge events that we count on every single year that do, you know, have a really good impact on our community. This definitely no exception.
Thank you.
Deb, besides yourself, is there anybody that you want to mention that is helping you that, you know, deserves some things?
Oh, well, there are people, I just don't know, I don't know. There's a friend of mine, Amy Monty. There's a friend of mine, Angie Van Tassel, Joe Gagne. There's several people that have been, Mike Lawrence. There have been a lot of people, and they've been very instrumental in a lot of ideas and a lot of help. So,
well, thanks to all of them, and thanks to you, Deb, for coming on the program. Great event.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.